This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. So Judge Judy, one of my favorite afternoon shows, settled a dispute over a dog by having the dog choose its owner. The case involved two people who were both claiming to be the rightful owner of a dog named Baby Boy. The woman who had Baby Boy insisted she legally bought the dog off of someone on her street. Then there was also a guy who claimed that he was Baby Boy's owner before that, and someone had stolen him. So Judge Judy let Baby Boy decide. Let him loose in the courtroom right away. He ran over to the original owner's feet, jumped on his leg, wagged his tail, and she gave him the dog. Whatever it takes. Do things annoy you when driving as much as they do me? People that don't use turn signals, they drive slow in the fast lane. Trucks that get next to each other and then never let you pass. Tailgating. Those using their phone or texting while driving. Well, you gotta love those that stay in the left lane. They just won't get over. Those that weave in and around them. Can you tell I spent a lot of time on the highway every day between South Haven and Benton Harbor and back? There's a 94-year-old retired judge in Minnesota who lost his wife to cancer last year, and he was lonely. So he installed an in-ground pool in his yard this past spring. And he said anyone with kids was allowed to use it. He's had people there all summer. Obviously, it was a major expense, and so is the upkeep. But he says he doesn't care. He's just glad to have people around. Loves having kids there all the time. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Paul Ann Decker with a few random facts. The geographical center of North America is a town in North Dakota named Center. And that name is just a coincidence. Really. The tradition of athletes growing their beards while their teams are in the playoffs started with the New York Islanders during their Stanley Cup runs from 1980 to 83. And the official state vegetable of Oklahoma is the watermelon. The senator who proposed it says it comes from the cucumber family, so it should be classified as a vegetable, not a fruit. The National Watermelon Promotion Board says it's both, by the way. Scientists trying to create a super nutritious low-cal pizza that packs plenty of vitamins but also tastes good. Well, good luck. Dan Schmitz, an executive of Abbott Laboratories, is leading the team that's working on this crazy amazing food. His goal is to have people eating healthy. But instead of trying to convince people to eat healthy food they don't find tasty, he thinks it'll be easier and more effective to create health food that people actually want to eat. Thank you, Captain Obvious. From the point of view of the scientist, flavor always wins. So they're working hard to make pizza the superfood of the future. Wasn't that long ago that only women went to day spas for pampering and relaxation? Well, these days, plenty of guys are going too. And some are even being sent to the spas by the companies they work for. More and more companies are sending entire departments, both male and female employees, on corporate retreats to these spas. It's no longer a bunch of women in robes getting their nails and hair done. Instead, some of these spas are changing their programs to appeal to men, offering more physical fitness activities along with the massages and steam rooms. 33-year-old Israeli man was found dead in a river near Nevada City, California, a week or so ago. Police believe he was practicing face-down meditation in water. They say something went wrong. He accidentally drowned. What went wrong was he had his face down in water. Jeez, really? New word out that one-third of employees say their boss negatively impacts their company's culture. The survey also found that women are more likely to feel their bosses hurt company culture compared to men. And older workers are more likely to have a problem with the boss than younger workers. This is scary. A biotech company in China has cloned a dog, claims they have the ability to mass produce superdogs. The company Sinogene created a beagle puppy named Long Long in a lab using a surrogate mother and the DNA from a 2-year-old dog named Apple. But they didn't stop there. After Long Long, the scientists created 2 other puppies using Apple's DNA with plans of cloning more and better dogs in the near future. Boy, that stuff just scares me. Finally, knucklehead news out of Florida. Again, where a knucklehead started stripping off all her clothes and running around the neighborhood while screaming obscenities at the top of her lungs. Cops were called to the scene of Mandy Dean Jones' meth-fueled rampage moments after she charged a moving car, jumping into the back seat and grabbing a bottle of water before sprinting off a second time. Paramedics who accompanied the deputies managed to calm her down. The 36-year-old admitted she'd ingested a fair amount of meth in the couple of hours leading up to her freak out. She was charged with petty theft and taken to a nearby hospital for observation. The Daily Buzz. Something you think I should buzz about here on The Daily Buzz, please send it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Our fax is 637-2675. You can leave a message on Facebook or Twitter at Superhits Paul. Even drop off the info here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Don't forget there's a drop box on the outside of the building if it's after hours. Podcast of The Daily Buzz available 24/7 at WCSY.com. Our website also on iTunes and Podcast Republic. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul A. Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow, Friday. Make it a great day.